Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Danny Taylor. Batting second. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting third. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Kiki Kyler. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Les Bell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Zach Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Malone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pat Malone. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Fred Brickell. Batting second. The second baseman, George Grantham. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Adam Komorowski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gus Suhr. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pye Trainer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Al Boole. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry French. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Larry French. And now, play ball. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a pop-up towards first. Suhr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell hits a line drive into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. English fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bartel. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm bunts towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. Kyler moves to second. One out. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Suhr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr strikes out. One out. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Boole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boole strikes out. Taylor drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Boole out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. English takes first base on ball 4. Taylor moves to second. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Taylor scores. English scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel strikes out. One out. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell is 0 for 1 in the game. Brickell takes first base on ball 4. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grantham hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French fires to first and has Kyler trapped. There's the throw to Bartel, who tags Kyler for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 0 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0 for 1 in the game. Wainer hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Komorowski hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr is 0 for 1 in the game. Suhr hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Bartel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French has Taylor trapped. He fires to second, with Bartel covering, who tags Taylor for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0 for 1 in the game. Trainer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Buhl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buhl is 0 for 1 in the game. Buhl hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hornsby. Trainer moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 1 in the game. French hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trainer scores. Bartel moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Cubs. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brickell hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grantham takes first base on ball 4. Bartel moves to third. French moves to second. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. English hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 0 for 2 in the game. Komorowski hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 0 for 2 in the game. Suhr hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trainer takes first base on ball 4. Al Buhl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trainer. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Trainer steals second. Al Buhl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buhl is 0-for-2 in the game. Buhl strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Kyler moves to second. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell bunts towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. Kyler moves to third. Grimm moves to second. One out. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Brickell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kyler tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Cubs. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bartel hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. French hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brickell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grantham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brickell moves to third. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Komorowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. English hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hornsby hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brickell. Wilson reaches second base with a double. English goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Cubs. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Kyler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's 5-1, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Kyler moves to second. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 0-for-3 in the game. Komorowski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr is 0-for-3 in the game. Suhr hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trainer hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Buhl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buhl is 0-for-3 in the game. Buhl hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malone bunts towards the mound. French fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. English hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bartel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Mosolf pinch hits for Larry French. Jim Mosolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosolf hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brickell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mosolf moves to second. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mosolf moves to third. Brickell moves to second. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-4 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mosolf scores. Brickell moves to third. It's 5-2, Cubs. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Komorowski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Komorowski reaches second base with a double. Brickell scores. Wehner moves to third. It's 5-3, Cubs. Gusseau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soar is 0-for-4 in the game. Soar hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 3. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.